No. Good morning again. We'll try one more time. Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, August 19th, 2010 meeting of the Morro Bay Community Promotions Committee. Let the record show that everyone is here except for Daniel Krycek, and we have a quorum, so we can start. And we will start with our public comment. Anybody out there? Public comment? I don't see anybody, so we'll move on to committee announcements. Anybody have any announcements? I do have one.
I have.
And okay, I just wanted to welcome back Doug Collins, one of our police officers who returned last night from his active duty in Iraq. It was a very heartwarming thing to see him come back home, and his family and friends and members of the police and fire department were there to welcome him, as well as police volunteers. The Patriot Riders spearheaded a campaign, a caravan, I mean, that came down the Los Osos Valley Road with lights blinking and came back to town, and Doug cut the yellow ribbon that's been hanging on the flag in front of the fire department, and we're all glad to see him back, and we wish him well and know that he'll be joining our police force after a few days of recuperation and spending some time with his family. So we want to welcome him back, and we're glad he's here. Bill?
I hope everybody got their e-newsletter this week. I thought John did a great job. I just think it's a great newsletter. If you haven't signed up for it, you ought to really sign up for it, just to keep you abreast of things. And has anybody heard of Central Coast Now? I was on Channel 25 Monday night, and here's this great program about Morro Bay, and it's called Central Coast Now. And it had a great article about all the bay and all the businesses and everything, and then they did another half hour on the car show. And I the first time I'd ever seen it, and I was just wondering.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
It's the commentator is the guy that does the advertising for Sky River RV or something over in.
It's part of. I think it's part of the whole Sky River.
Okay.
It's a leased channel.
I've been telephoning and.
But the guy does a great job, and it was a really good. I've seen it. It was good.
Yeah.
Good.
I was surprised that it was current. You know, that it wasn't something that was years old.
Well,
and then in the Sunset Magazine, Morro Bay had two nice ads, one Morro Bay and one co-op with Savor Tour of the Central Coast. And then there, one of the greatest ads in here was this ad by Visa, and on the back of it is a great map of Paso Robles. And I just wondered if it was some type of a co-op. Hmm. Or what it was, because it's in there's a little article about another one of our little towns down the road. But I thought this, it's a tear out. Thought it was a neat ad. They need something to look into.
Yeah, I know the guys that work with Paso. I can ask them how that, if that was coincidental or if they actually got that placed.
I can't imagine Visa.
I know that American Express used to have a program, and I had done it years ago, that if a town at some sort of percentage used American Express, they would do an advertising co-op. So that could be a possibility. But I'll look into that.
Any other announcements? Susan?
I'd just like to announce, as most of you know, Peter Candela stepped down as our chamber CEO. And as interim, we have Don Double D, who has been on the chamber board as vice president. And I think we'll fill in quite well. This is Don.
I was
going to
welcome Don in just a moment when he gives his report. But that's okay, Don. Go right ahead. Say hello.
Thank you. Yes, Peter is enjoying some time with his family right now. And I'm trying to come up to speed. I still have some technical things, little glitches with the computers to get my email set up. But we're rolling. And so I'm ready to go.
Good. Well, we'll get back to you in just a moment with the report from the chamber. But right now, if there's no more other announcements, We'll move on to the approval of the minutes of the last meeting. Has everybody had a chance to look at the minutes? And if they have, and there's no changes or corrections, I'll entertain a motion for approval of the minutes.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
We have a motion to approve the minutes. Do I have a second?
I'll have a second.
Thank you, Bill. All in favor?
Aye.
I don't think there's any objection, so that passes. And now, Don Doubledee and the Visitor Center Report.
Okay. I assume everybody's gotten their promotions report. This was the first time I'd had a chance to put this together, and so if there's any questions, I will try to answer it. I was surprised we didn't have any data on 800 calls from July, so I'm not sure exactly what happened there, but we don't have any data on that, so all those are zeros. And on the call statistics, you notice that we had 33 calls last year at this time, and we wondered why there was such a reduction in that, and as we started thinking about it, we realized that at this time last year we had the citywide yard sale, and we were taking all the calls for that. And last year, our Central Coast number was 51 calls, and this year it's 20. And you can see 31 of those calls were all right here from Morro Bay, people asking information on the yard sale. So that explains the drop there. We have a mixer coming up this Thursday at Robo Bank.
Today.
That's today, that's right. Should be quite a nice mixer. Rabobank puts on a very, very nice presentation. They'll have some music and food and beverages. Also, we're working really hard to get ready for the Avocado and Margarita Festival, which is on the 18th. We have met with the city and have our clearance with the city. The map is all set up. We're still soliciting volunteers. We need people to work in the volunteer margarita booths, and we need people to help take tickets. So those are things that are going on immediately in my world, and be happy to answer any questions if anybody has any.
We started advertising Bakersfield Life. We ran an ad in the August issue and featured the Harbor Festival as well as the Sunset Savor and the Avocado Margarita Festival. We usually use the Bakersfield Life publication to promote events because we feel like those people can come over and take advantage of those. We've run ads, as Bill mentioned, in Sunset Magazine, also a co-op page for Sunset Savor. And Travel 50 and Beyond, we did our fall insertion. We're in the process of a campaign on the LATimes.com website, LA Times. And as you can see, then we go down and we've got a schedule booked for the fall for KERO, which is the NBC affiliate in Bakersfield. And so as you can see, we're just kind of getting started on our placement, but we're underway. And we really don't have much activity in July, as everyone knows, because we're usually fairly busy. So we're starting our fall efforts. And obviously along with this is the BID budget, which complements this budget, as well as this budget complements them, so they sort of work together, and I can provide that for you next time as well. We can get a picture of that.
Any questions for John on the budget?
I have just a question about a couple of the items here, Sunset Magazine, the Travel 50, and the LA Times website. It has dates specified for ad campaigns, and then the dollar amount on those items is almost, you know, completely spent. Is that because you pay up front for...
Right. It's just booked in advance.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, John.
Just for the benefit of some of the newer members, the reason we did this exercise is because we used to go back and rely on the city's reporting, but it's and it's no fault of the city, but just the way it works with the delay, by the time we get the invoices from the media and we collect them and then we bill the city and then the city ends up paying us, we're a good 2 or 3 months behind. So what was happening was it looked like we had a lot more money than we really did because it was already committed. So what we're trying to do is just kind of show what the committed dollars are, just to give everybody a picture.
This doesn't mean they've been actually paid yet, but they're committed. They're done.
It's more on the placement side, right. Committed dollars.
Right. Thanks, John.
Sure.
We'll move on to the agency report.
Okay. I have quite a few things. One, I will share with you the website stats. I think everybody got, I emailed those out the other day. Hopefully you all got those. I know I didn't have the correct email for Don, so I'm going to send him the new version. But one of the things that was interesting as you looked at where we're getting our leads from as far as visits, Los Angeles surpassed San Luis Obispo, because it usually tends to a local city because people locally will look for events and things like that, or weather, because they may want to travel here locally. But for the first time, L.A. has now surpassed the local San Luis Obispo, which I thought was kind of interesting. And we were also, I think we all tend to kind of think that we're only about Bakersfield and Fresno, and that's not really the case. We've had a concerted effort, and again, the BID has as well, for Northern California and Southern California. And I think it's interesting that with Los Angeles now, they have now surpassed Fresno and Bakersfield. So we're getting more people from Southern California actually interested in coming here than we are from the Valley. And that's not to say that we don't want the Valley visitors, but I think everybody wanted to try to get those new people coming up here. And probably more than likely, if they come from Southern California, they're more inclined to spend the night, which, of course, we all want them to do as well. And then right behind that, right underneath Bakersfield, is San Francisco, which is encouraging because we have tried to make a more Northern California outreach, and I think we're starting to see the fruits of that labor. We've seen some steady increases. As we started out in March, we had about 5,700 page views. In July, we had 7,100, so we're seeing a nice increase. And it's interesting, we did some stats for Jackrabbit. As you're all aware, Jackrabbit's the reservation system that was placed on morrobay.org, and just in July alone we had over 5,600 people using Jackrabbit and clicking through to the hotels. And we're also still seeing, though, people going through the regular lodging section too. So it looks like, and I'm going to have Rick Turton, who you've all met before, and he's actually going to come about 9:15 if there's any web questions that I can't answer. But one of the things that we're finding is that Jackrabbit is taking some people away from just going right to the lodging section, but that was to be expected. But we're also seeing, if you combine the two, that we're having more people actually go to the lodging section as a result of having Jackrabbit.
Is there a way, excuse me, John, is there a way to break down the tracking for Jackrabbit versus our lodging
system? Yes. And actually, there was a report, as you can see the Jackrabbit clicks. Those are specifically Jackrabbit. So if you look at the Morro Bay Master Lodging report that was sent, on there you'll be able to see where it says click-throughs from listings. We had 3,200 roughly, excuse me. And then in Jackrabbit we had 5,692. So the click-throughs from listings is the lot. It netted us 310 referrals, which was up from what it's been in the past. So I thought that was encouraging as well. And as far as the website goes, we had a website subcommittee, and we had some really good ideas and some brainstorming that went on, and we made a few changes. And I don't know if we can get online. Let me check with them.
Hello?
There's a couple of things that we did that I wanted to show you. One is that if you can go to the home page, please, and then I'll show you where we want to click down to. So if you could go down a little bit. If you'll look, if you go back up again. If you'll click on specials and deals off to the left there. There you go. And kind of pan down. What we've done here is that we've tried for the longest time to try to get packages and have people submit their deals. So what I did in the meantime is I had my staff go through and just look at the current deals that are on various hotel sites and place them on here, because before all we had was our Ultimate Getaway contest, and when you only have one or two deals, it's almost better not to have any, because it looks like we don't have any deals, which is not the case. So we just went ahead and looked on each of the hotel sites, and I think this will encourage other hotels now to participate and put their deals on there as well. And we still have our Ultimate Getaway down below. And then if you'll go back up to the home page again, please. And we're also saw an increase just in that page. As I mentioned, that now is showing up. Specials has become much more increased is because people can link to it. If you'll go to Plan a Trip, up at the top, the one of the pull-downs. And let's see, choose an itinerary. And what we did is we always had, we had family adventure, romantic getaway, nature enthusiast, kid fun, wine adventure, and active vacation. But if you'll click on the very top one, three-day stay, we wanted to encourage people to come here for more than just the day. And we wanted them to let them know that they could actually have a three-day or four-day, but let's start with three. And so we gave them what their first day was, second day, third day, and basically with a whole kind of a theme of what they could do, and involve shopping, fishing, outdoor activities, all the various things that could take place here in Morro Bay, and really letting people know that they can come here and have make it a three-day vacation or more. So those were some of the new features of the website, the itinerary, stressing the three-day stays, and then also adding the special section. And then on the home page, and I'm going to wait for Rick to arrive because he's got the link, but we're talking about on the home page, because of the length of time for the film to load, we're going to go look at a flash program, and that was talked about in our subcommittee, is just having a slideshow for the home page rather than the picture that we had before, the actual video. So that gives you kind of some changes that we've been making on the website. Moving on, one of the things I was going to mention, and I had talked with Peter about this, and I think he had made the request to the gentleman that does that, but we really are in need of the tree trimming for the billboard. I drove in this morning, and it's getting almost covered up now with the tree branches, so I'm not sure who to call on that, but I think it's something we
probably the chamber usually has a contact to do that.
I'm not sure, but I will find out and get
okay.
We'll get it done.
Okay.
This was something I started talking to Peter about back in January. And I've talked to him so many times about this, I can't tell you. It's a two-pronged problem. Is the property owner is supposed to, part of what we're paying for apparently was, this is what I understood, I may be wrong, but was it they're supposed to be paying for or maintaining the property, the bushes in front of the billboard? Because it's almost disappeared now. I mean, but also Caltrans.
Yes, at this point, because it's getting pretty.
It's bad.
Pretty
yeah.
bad.
Hmm.
We had a creative subcommittee meeting. We talked about the direction for the advertising, and our fall campaign's pretty much underway with the creative that was previously approved. But we're looking at this for late winter, spring, and we'll be working on that through the creative subcommittee. Had a real good meeting there. We're working on the new visitors guide, another subcommittee we're working with, and the BID is funding that predominantly. We're going to be having roughs to them probably as early as next week, and we're going to be trying to make the deadline for the Sunset Saver event, because there is a booth at that show with about 5,000, 6,000 people coming. We have a travel writer coming in from 805 Living next week that's going to be doing predominantly a dining story, but they're also going to be talking about the whole Morro Bay experience. And we've coordinated that with Peter before he left, and we have that all set up with the various restaurants. And
John, will the promotions committee have any input into the visitor's guide?
I will certainly be bringing it, as I did with the creative ads, and getting your guys' mm-hmm. input as well.
Will it be ad-driven, or is it going to be...
No, it's not going to have any ads mm-hmm. at this point. This will be purely editorial, and it's going to. I think it's something that it will it will emulate a new campaign as well. And what we're really talking about is the whole theme of discover your better nature and then kind of taking people through, similar to that itinerary, whereas what is your better nature? Is it kayaking? Is it shopping? And then that will actually divide each of the categories.
What's the timetable for the production of them?
We're hoping to have it printed by the end of September.
So this will be similar to the Pismo type of guide?
Yes. And what the BID wanted to do because of the mailing costs and then also the kind of the ease of holding onto it, it'll be more like a map size. So it'll be, more like this size.
It'll be mailable also?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
And we're trying to work with and we had some success. One of the ideas we had, since we have so many great artists here, is to have an art element to it. So instead of just photographs, we'd actually have illustrations and art that would take us through as well, so it wouldn't just be photographs, and try to make it stand out a little bit more. And my graphic artist Kelly's been working with some of the art associations, and we've been getting some submissions that way. So I think that will really help to, again, kind of uniquely position ourselves and also give the thing a fresh, kind of different kind of look with not just photos, but actually art that would be done locally. And we sent out our Gibraltar release. I think we all talked about that some time ago. As you know, Karen Biagini and her husband Harold went to Gibraltar, and we are trying to establish a sister rock program. And we're going to be sending out, we sent out the release to some of the national media, and just kind of underway with that to see if there's some people who want to respond to that. And the story basically is not that we have set this association up, but that we are in the process of doing that and have sent a representative to Gibraltar. And that in itself is a story. As Bill mentioned, we sent out 9,000 emails. We now have our database of people who have requested information about Morro Bay. And that was sent out, and that covered the Harbor Festival as well as the Sunset Saver event. And then just encourage people to come during this time of year, and linked, obviously, to our website as well. So that effort was done. And I think that pretty much covers it, if there's any questions.
Any questions for John? Okay, you seem to have covered the website subcommittee and the creative review subcommittee. I guess they had met, but no one's here to represent them, so we'll consider that report that you gave to cover the subcommittee report meeting.
Right, and I should mention, too, that in both cases, again, I think it's a great effort, too, so we don't duplicate efforts, that we have members from the Promotions Committee as well as the BID on those subcommittees. So that's true for the Creative Subcommittee, as you're well aware, for the website subcommittee, too. So we're all on the same page with that.
Good. Unfinished business, we have a little technical item to cover, and that is the approval of the amendments to the bylaws for the Community Promotions Committee. The City Council accepted our changes, but they made another very slight change, which we haven't adopted, and evidently I understand we have to do that as a technicality. The change was very minor. I have a copy of it here. I can explain to you what it was. I thought I had a copy of it. Oh, this is it. Here it is. In the purpose and authority, just a few words were changed, and the sentence now reads, the purpose of the CPC shall be to act on behalf of, and that was added to the City of Morro Bay. And then also on policies and expenditure programs to advertise and promote. And
do we know anything about that?
I have no idea.
Because there's several big events going on up there this fall.
I'm sorry.
Well, do we know anything about it?
Yeah,
when it
no
is or anything about it?
All we know is that they contacted the city about, they contacted Peter about making a presentation at your July meeting, and they asked then to reschedule it to your August meeting. I believe it's an inaugural event that has not been held yet. They're looking for help on it, and that's really the extent of it.
We'll just have to move on then.
I did receive some communications on it, but not a lot of specifics. They're still, as Andrea said, trying to put together the first event.
So. Is there a date scheduled for this?
I believe there was, and I don't know what it is.
Well, we'll just have to wait until next month. If they contact us, we could put them on the agenda for next month if they need to talk to us. Harbor Festival presentation. Is someone out there? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Want to tell us your name, please?
My name is Hunter Kilpatrick, and I'm Vice President of the Morro Bay Harbor Festival.
Thank you.
That was part of my presentation. It comes later. I was kind of hoping the marathon was people are going to be here. I wanted to find out about it. I thought maybe ending it at the Harbor Festival would be a really cool idea. We'll have to talk about that next year. We're a little off sync here. I just had a little quick slideshow here, some of the highlights from last year's Morro Bay speed through it. This is where I introduce myself. My name is Henry Kilpatrick, and I'm Vice President of this year's Morro Bay Harbor Festival. It'll be held October 2nd and 3rd, 2010. It's the 29th annual. Our theme is Bounty of the Bay, Past, Present, and Future. Mission statement of the Harbor Festival is to celebrate Morro Bay's harbor, coastal lifestyles and livelihoods, environment, and maritime heritage. We promote off-season tourism throughout the Central Coast, and we contribute significant funds to a diversity of San Luis Obispo County nonprofit organizations. Voices awake yet. Over the last 26 years, we have raised and donated over $435,000 to dozens of local nonprofit organizations. We operate year-round with a staff of 3 part-time employees, 2 paid coordinators, and hundreds of volunteers working thousands of hours. Our staff, coordinators, and board of directors work year-round to promote Morro Bay. We are continuing the growth of our marine and environmental wing on the South T Pier. We are expanding the commercial fishing and maritime heritage of the North T Pier. We swapped those two activities from the normal. And we have an all-new and expanded Carnival Cove that we're really kind of excited about this year. Summary of what we're doing. We've, as you know, recently added the Summer Kickoff Music Festival. 2009 was our third year. It's growing every year. It's becoming popular. It's free to everybody. Annual cost of the Harbor Festival is $225,000 approximately to put it on, and that's all money that we spend directly back into the community. We have over 170 exhibitors and vendors, 18 bands and 16 community groups perform over the 2 days, and last year we started a green program, a zero waste program. It was the first festival of our kind in San Luis Obispo County to do so. Our average demographics are a little over 22,000 visitors, 35% of which come from outside San Luis Obispo County, and 49% of our visitors are in Morro Bay just for the festival. That's 10,700 people are here just for the festival. It almost doubles the population of our town for the weekend. Currently, our present goals we're working on to continue to increase the tourism in Morro Bay to further benefit the local businesses and nonprofits of our community, to grow our fisheries, marine, and green educational programs, to continue striving to include and benefit our entire business and education community, and to grow the entertainment into a premier venue with major national acts while maintaining as a showcase for local musicians and civic groups. We're kind of excited about what we did this year. Some of the present challenges that we are addressing and working on is the public perception of the Morro Bay Harbor Festival. A lot of the people in the public think that we are the city of Morro Bay and put on by the city, and that creates a lot of negative things. Not negative about the city, but they wonder why the city's charging them for a festival. It's not a city event. It's a private nonprofit, and we're not a for-profit event. We are here to raise money to distribute to other nonprofits. The Saver events created some unique challenges for us this year in advertising, sponsorships, and site rentals. We do a lot of in-kind advertising trade that we've lost this year because Saver's dumping so much money in the advertising market. Sponsorships, they're getting more bang for their buck, so they're going up there for it. And we've had to go outside our community to. And we have Zooniverse coming this year, which is a major. They're sponsoring us with major Harbor Festival advertising coming to Disney Channel and Nickelodeon. What is Zooniverse? Thought you might ask. The Zooniverse Tour is sponsored by Toys R Us for Zuzu Pets. Watch your favorite Zuzu Pets and the new Kung Zoo hamster scurry across America. The Zooniverse Tour will be visiting 20 cities this summer and fall and welcomes all fans to come live for a day like the zoos. Run through the Zoo Zoo Pets life-size habit trail like Mr. Squiggles, or through the Ninja and Special Forces training grounds like Draco and Sergeant Surge to test the ultimate question, which zoo are you? There's the habit trail and the obstacle courses, and you take this little personality test to find out what hamster personality you are. Zuzus are little interactive, trainable hamsters that you train. I haven't seen them yet, but they look like a lot of fun. We're going to be having some unofficial bay races. We're going to have hopefully a paddle what you got race. It's going to be, we're hoping to have the dragon boat races and dragon boats there and paddle whatever you got. It's going to be all at once, just start at one point and end at another point, and everybody have fun. And the Morro Bay Yacht Club is going to be having some sailboat races in the harbor for us. Returning, as our usual, in 2010 is our Silent Sea Auctions, California Cuisine, Marine Touch Tank or Seafood Display, Heritage Pavilion, Arts and Crafts, Commercial Expo, Barbecued Albacore, ROV Display and Build, a rescue demonstration in the harbor at our sandcastle, a new train this year, the Chowder Contest, oyster eating contest, and a Hawaiian t-shirt contest, all our normal things, and much, much more. Now, this is the part that we're getting really excited about. We have a wonderful lineup for you this year. These are our bands playing on the main stages: David Castillo Band, Shameless, Guy Budden, Gypsy Souls, Bowtowners, Dave Miller Band, Preacher's Blues, Scarlet Fury is coming from San Diego, Blues 11 is coming down from Monterey, Versatones, Funkin' Public, Bootsy Marengo, One Time Spaceman, and Super Boogie featuring Captain Mike Hudson and Lenny Blue and the Otter Guys. 10 of these groups have never been here before. One, Super Boogie with Mike Hudson. He's a very popular fisherman. He's coming down. He's very popular to the commercial fishing industry. He's going to be able to talk about the seafood industry and the commercial industry while he's on stage playing some blues. And this is the big news. Our headliners for this weekend. On Saturday, we brought in John Waite. He was very popular with Bad English and the Babies, 80s and 90s, and he's had some recent hits. And Sunday, we got an all-blues lineup headlined by Coco Montoya, who's the star of the blues area right now. So it's going to be a lot of good music, a lot of big draw from the music this year. Starboard Community Stage, we have the Morro Bay High School Choir, American Karate School, Pacific Chorus, Too Young to Marry, Bronco Chorus, Cal Poly Filipino Dance, Cuesta Jazz, Bucket Busters, North County Cloud Clippers, Big Rock Balalacas, and Beno Sorak. I hope I said that right. Try to get a little international folk thing going there a little bit. The North County Cloud Hoppers is an RC airplane and helicopter demonstration team. It'd be really fun to watch. One of the reasons I'm here is to find people, find ways to be a part of. We're looking for sponsorships and partners to help reduce the cost to our visitors. Our Barcadero stage, I'm actually talking to TBID this afternoon about sponsoring that for $15,000 to help pay for these headliners. They're bringing a major entertainment, and it will also give us some money to offset some of our advertising loss that we're actually having to go out and pay for advertising this year. Carnival Cove, one of our goals is to make Carnival Cove free to all kids. And it costs us $8,000 to do that. We have two sponsors with Zuzu Pets and Morro Bay Furniture, and we're still looking for $2,500 to be able to make Carnival Cove, the rides there, completely free. And we're looking for a sponsor for a zero-waste program. We have to contact the office about that, but it's going to be about $1,500. And, of course, we would really like to be able to offset or waiver some of our city fees. That's one of our major costs, is what the cost is to actually do this festival on the, down there. And we know the city has costs, but if we can find some way to do that, that would help. Other ways to help, of course, we can help more local businesses participate, encourage package deals with visitors, volunteer, participate. Make sure you bring your family and friends down. Donate to the silent auction. Email Hugh Houser, California Gold. I'm starting a campaign to get him up here. Tell him you want to see the Morro Bay Harbor Festival. His email address is Hugh@calgold.com.
presentation and the knowledge, and we hope everyone will get to the Harbor Festival.
Ed, if it's okay, I made a list of kind of what we've been doing, both Promotions Committee and the BID. If you'd like, I can talk a little bit about that as far as the promotion of the Harbor Festival.
This won't take too long.
No, it's pretty brief. One of the things that we're in the process of doing, and this will go out in early September, we're going to be including the Harbor Festival in an email newsletter that will go to 40,000 emails for the LATimes.com. And this will be predominantly L.A. Orange County, and we're going to feature the Harbor Festival as a part of that email, in addition to some other events. The Bakersfield Life, we just placed an ad, as I mentioned earlier, that included the Harbor Festival, so that promoted it. We have a co-op with the county that we're going to be doing an ad in the Bakersfield and Fresno B, so we'll be including the Harbor Festival for that. And as we mentioned earlier, we sent out 9,000 emails to our database regarding the Harbor Festival and other upcoming events, and I would think that we would want to do that again because that's our own database. Mm-hmm. We can do it pretty cost-effectively, so could tell the Harbor Festival we'd be glad to do that again if the committee wished for us to do that. And promote the Harbor Festival that way. In fact, if we'd like, we could send out a specific email, you know, just for the Harbor Festival. I did email David Owens a few days ago and told him that in the past my agency has always helped at no charge to help promote the Harbor Festival because I realize that it's a huge event and one that we need to promote. So I offer my PR staff and abilities to help you guys. Also, on the regards to the media, there may be some, and I think, Hunter, you and I talked about this earlier, there may be some people like KERO that we're already utilizing, we're already providing money to. You know, maybe we can help leverage whatever you guys are doing with them and get you more coverage. You know, possibly get a reporter over from KERO. They've been really good about doing kind of off different types of out-of-the-box type things and be happy to help the Harbor Festival maybe get some conversations going with the TV station over there. And then we also updated the Harbor Festival on the Morro Bay Facebook, and we'll work with the Harbor Festival on anything new that we can keep posting because you want to keep posting that pretty regularly. And maybe we can get some people that are going to be actively involved in the Harbor Festival to start submitting to Facebook too, and we can put that on. So I think that while most of the advertising that we're doing that is more what we call short term, which is people who can come pretty easily, and the monthly publications or the newspapers, we have the Harbor Festival definitely on the radar. We do have a budget for events, and so you might think about, you know, do we want to earmark some additional advertising for the Harbor Festival and Savor for, you know, the upcoming next couple of months. I mean, that's some place where you could do it. But that would be where you would be helping in the supplement the advertising. We'd be placing that.
Well, you can see, Hunter, the Promotions Committee is doing quite a bit to help expand the knowledge and promote the Harbor Festival. And as far as cash dollars, I don't know at this time whether we are at a point where we can commit cash dollars, but you can see the amount of dollars value that we are using to promote the Harbor Festival, and we'll continue to keep it in mind as we go forward, okay? And thanks for your presentation.
We really appreciate everything that Morro Bay is doing to help us out. I know I'm asking for more, but you got to try it. It's all for the nonprofits.
Okay, Bill?
John, at the Savor booth, is there going to be a space for the Harbor Festival people?
I know that.
Could there be a space?
Well, I know that one of the things that we talked about was because we're going to do different kinds of prizes. We talked about doing kind of this oyster thing with oyster shells. There'd be prizes underneath the shells. I know we talked about doing free tickets for the Harbor Festival.
But even these could be.
I think that would be a natural to do that. And I know that there's going to be a shuttle that would take people to the Harbor Festival as part of the mitigation from Savor. And I think the important thing would be to let people know about that. Yeah. So I think that's one thing we probably need to talk about fairly soon is how we're going to promote that shuttle and how we're going to coordinate that. But I know that the BID is planning on promoting the Harbor Festival at the Savor event, and not only for that weekend, but also for the future, too, for upcoming times.
This brochure is, you know, 2010 and 2011.
Right.
So it would be.
Yeah, I think that would be, if we get those to pass out at the booth, I think that would be great.
Okay, any other questions? Next on our new business agenda is a discussion on the scenic loop concept. You'll remember last month Steve Nooks was here and discussed an idea he had about changing the scenic loop off-ramp from, I guess it's Los Osos Valley Road, around through on Main Street and bringing traffic through Morro Bay. It's quite an undertaking, and I don't know how you folks feel about
that have come up around having excess traffic on South Bay Boulevard.
As I understand it, this idea was brought to the city at one time, at least according to Steve, and evidently it did die. And if you have any information on it, Betty would be happy to listen to it. I was going to ask you to speak anyway later on, but I'm glad you're here, and this is our city council liaison, right?
Good morning, Betty Winholt, city council. It did come up about 7 years ago, I would say, when Mr. Pierce and Mr. Elliott were on the city council, and it came up as a scenic loop idea. State parks had a lot of concerns about it because of what they were trying to decide what to do with their general plan, which they weren't sure what they wanted to happen with that. And as we know, since then, there's been no money to keep the roads up, so that would be a major stumbling block. The South Bay Boulevard idea, actually, most of that's within the city. If you're talking from Highway 1 through state parks and then back through the city,
yes,
as opposed to coming through Los Osos Valley, which would then we would have to deal with the county about. Mm-hmm. So
it's a little of each. It's coming off, I believe, at Los Osos Valley, South Bay Boulevard, and then going to the state park, then through the state park, down Main Street. The concept's a great idea, I mean, to bring traffic, more traffic into Morro Bay, but how practical it is and whether we're just entertaining something that's not going to, you know, just going to be impossible to do, whether we should just move on to some other subject, mm-hmm. because it's already been tried and tried and tried and that would be you're shaking your head.
And unfortunately, the situation has deteriorated in terms of our infrastructure.
Yeah.
So
the road is pretty bad, too. And whether we want people to make that road even worse is another subject. So maybe my suggestion that we just say thank you very much. It's a great idea, and maybe table it sometime when it's a more practical idea.
I think it makes more sense to make our entrances more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have something there already. Let's make it better rather than take them out of town. I mean, it seems like it's just
great. I would totally agree with Susan on that because, you know, the last thing I want when I'm traveling is spend 2 hours in the car and then take a scenic route.
Yeah.
Perhaps not. Yeah. You know, I'd like to pull in and go, oh, look at this beautiful little town.
Yeah. And Morro Bay Boulevard does do that. I mean, if we can pull them into Morro Bay Boulevard, it would do that. Don?
I was on the committee 7 years ago when we met with the state parks to try to get this through their roadway. And they were very adamant that they did not want that extra traffic coming through the campground and that they just could not afford to put any money into the roadway. And we couldn't justify spending the money to upgrade the state's road. So the idea did die.
Yeah. Well, with all that information, it would be my suggestion that we just move on to another subject, unless anyone has other thoughts.
It looks to me as if this committee, the only thing we really have any control over is the billboard sign. And we replace that every 18 months or something like that. And I would think that if Steve could get approval for the loop, that we would certainly be willing to change our sign at the normal maintenance. You know, we wouldn't want to do it.
But getting approval for that loop.
But getting approval for the loop, I think,
is a bad
uphill grind.
Well, I'm going to suggest that we just we've discussed it, and if there's no more discussion on it, we'll move on. Is that all right with the committee?
I have to agree.
Okay. I've got agreement. We'll move on. Liz, do you have a report on the North Morro Bay Business District that you want to talk about?
I do.
Good.
We had a brief meeting 2 weeks ago. What we're planning to do is put together a progressive open house that will start at Spencer's Market, and it will go up as far as Lolo's at this point. We're still inviting our neighbors. We've had a good response from Taco Temple, Spencer's Market, the Blue Bean. Lolo's, of course, has been wonderful. Beach House is going to be involved. And what we're planning to do is have this in conjunction with the food bank. And so it'll be like a $10 donation, and you'll get like five tickets, and that will entitle you to food and soft drinks, that sort of thing. We're intending to gear this towards the kids so that if the kids are interested, it'll bring their families, and it'll be from 2 to 5 on Halloween.
Cool.
So it's got a lot of stuff. You know, it's still very, very loosely planned. We're having another meeting in 2 weeks, and we will be hammering out the final details, getting our music lined up, getting our decorations ordered, that sort of thing. I also wanted to tell you that I have put in a call to Caltrans about having the sign adjusted or relocated, the green one that says Morro Bay next 3 exits, which happens 2 exits after North Morro Bay. And I'm waiting on a call back from them, but my sources tell me that there's a major construction getting ready to happen.
Range from Lolo's to what business?
Spencer's.
Oh, thank
Spencer's
you.
Market is what we're looking at. And if anybody knows where we can get a Plinko board, I'm like, really is a Plinko board? Because we want to do lots of games, and the emphasis is that everybody's a winner. So, you know, everybody. And so with a Plinko board, you drop the little disc down, and where it comes out at the bottom determines what you win.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, and that would be a lot of fun. Real easy to play.
Thank you. Any other questions for Liz? Thanks, Liz. John, we have a discussion on a new rat card. Do you have any information for us?
I do. We talked about the, we have about $3,000 budgeted for collateral, which was going to be for the rat card. And I got a printing quote of about $1,600 to print $15,000. And I would imagine that the design of that would probably be another, $400 or $500. So we would be well within that budget. What my recommendation would be, though, if the board would so decide, is that I think when Peter brought this up originally, he was unaware that I had still some in my storage. So we now have about 6,000, I believe, rack cards.
Wow. Still?
And they're still up to date. And I did drop those off. They're 2 boxes. What I would recommend, since we're in the process of doing the visitor's guide, and if you'll recall, the rack card we're currently using emulated the guide, and I would like to do that with this rack card. I think it would be add to the consistency of the look, but would also probably save a little money, because while we're designing the guide, we could easily design the rack card because we'd have the same photographs and
those rack cards are very handy. We use them for fulfillment at the visitor center. They we mail out thousands of them. And we go through them quite rapidly, so we probably could use the old ones. We'll probably have, I would think, by the end of this year, would be gone.
Right, and we should be able to fulfill the rack card order by the same time we're doing the guide. So if we're looking at the end of September, we're not talking about too far off. I'd rather wait. My recommendation would be to wait.
Yeah,
and then we would have a nice brand new rack card. Because we talked about just updating it, and I think we could come up with a brand new look and
new photos, the new logo on it.
I
think we could do that. Everybody agree to that?
Sounds like a great idea.
I think that's what we should
Something
do.
Fresh.
Have it combined with the destination guide.
So we're using all the current
graphics. So you don't have any artwork yet for us?
But no.
Will you have some for the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you.
And Ed, if it's okay, Rick just came in, and I wanted to try to time Rick's time so he would be here for the BID as well, so that's why he came a little bit later. Plus, he had an appointment this morning. But I wanted, Rick, if you wouldn't mind, maybe you could show the committee the flash idea that we had for the homepage. Yeah. Yes. And this will just sort of fall under my agency report. Part 2.
What we're going to do is go to morrobay.org first, show you what's there now. I wasn't doing it. So, here's the flash animation that is there right now that we basically talked about at our website committee, the joint committee meeting, to basically change this to make it more conducive to go into the interior part of the site. So type in that URL. One thing you'll notice is that the navigation system won't work because it's not on morrobay.org, the sample, and you have to execute the navigation script from within morrobay.org. So you'll see some blanks here, but sorry for the
URL. And there's some caps and stuff like that. So. What you're going to see also is we animated it, and it's called a Ken Burns effect, and it's basically a way to zoom and pan a still image and keep the file size really small, and it's very, very modifiable very easily.
If I could just mention one thing, just to kind of as an update on why we're doing this, is the when we designed the website, we wanted to have kind of like this big wow factor onto the homepage. So rather than have the Flash, we developed this whole Flash movie. And we edited it down and tried to make it work. And it eventually worked fairly well. But on some websites or some computers that might not have high speed, it took a little while to load. So in the midterm, what we did to solve that issue was we just simply froze the picture. And then people had the option, which is very common, to click on it and view the video if they wanted to. Now what we're doing, and this was really in the plan originally, you know, we're about a year into our new design. We wanted to have a new design for the homepage. So this would be replacing the video, but what we would do, I think Rick mentioned this, we're not going to lose the video. We're going to put that into our video player, so we'll still have that nice film.
So this is the Ken Burns effect. It's using the stills that are inside, you know, now, right now. So in other words, I don't know if you printed out, it's this report here.
Right.
And we've got the first two sections are the regular listing pages and the click-throughs from within morrobay.org. And then what we did is we've added the jackrabbit clicks. And the jackrabbit clicks are generated by a bunch of different ways. Once you go into jackrabbit, you can either click on the title, you can click on the book now. It's all taking you into the lodging people's websites, and so we've added that in, and it looks like we basically more than doubled what was going on before, so that'll be a big benefit to the lodging group. So then the other thing, John, is unless somebody has any questions about Jackrabbit, the other thing I had was the email.
Right.
Okay, so I have some, actually, you haven't seen this yet. So.
And one of the things about the email, and this came up in our budget subcommittee, our website subcommittee, is the website was designed using a company called Elements, and they've been very good along the way as far as providing services for us. But we're also running into some issues where they're another party we have to deal with to get access to certain things, and there's cost involved in that. So, excuse me, one of the plans is to slowly wean ourselves away from some of those things, video player being one, the email newsletter, the most important one, because we wanted to have access to that database and own that database ourselves and never have to worry about ever tapping into that. So I'm happy to say, through a lot of work on Rick's part, we now have control of that database, and we no longer need Elements to send out the emails. So that will save money, time, and I think gives us some really valuable control. And, you know, in the past, when we had maybe 1,000 names, it wasn't as significant, but we've got 9,000 emails now. These are people, this is a beautiful list. These are people who said, I love Morro Bay, send me more information, you know, anytime you have it. So we want to grow that list. I mean, I'd hope we could even maybe, you know, add another 5,000 or 6,000 onto that by this next year and really come up with a huge list that we would be able to market our events like the Harbor Festival and things like that in a very cost-effective way.
So that's good. The good segue, John. Perfect. So here's the email broadcast that we did on 8/17, and we'll just go through it really quick. We did send out 9,041 emails. Successful was 7,168. Bounces was 1,873. Say somebody has their spam filter set, you know, a certain strength or something on their inbox, it'll bounce back. A bad email address, it'll bounce back. One of the things is we were entering people in a contest, and a lot of people would put weird emails just to be whatever. And so that's the bounces. And what we've got now is we have our email list server set for at 3 bounces, you're off the list. And so, in other words, we're trying to clean up something that we've inherited. And so you can see that the reads, now the reads 2002.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, Rick. Wouldn't part of that bounce be too people who put, and I don't know, I'm asking this question, I don't know the answer to it, is if they're out of the office, they're out of office reply?
That also, that's a soft bounce.
Because I saw quite a few of those.
That's
because
like three strikes, right?
Yeah, because I got some of these returned emails on my email, mm-hmm. just as a tracking, and a lot of people, because it's July, we're on vacation. And a lot of people use their office emails. So we got a lot of those. So hopefully those will be recaptured.
Also, you could be, like John said, you could be in an office that has a web server that comes in. And, you know, to get something to you, Tracy, you say, okay, Rick, if you want me to send you email, you have to click here. Well, we'll bounce off of that. And we get three strikes and you're off the list. And so we're going to tighten the list up really good because we inherited all these emails.
Right.
And so one of the things is the 2,200 people that read it, what it is, I don't know how about you guys do, but I never usually double click on an email to open it up. You have a preview pane, you know, with your list up here and your thing. You read it in there. So the reads are not like only 25% read it. It's basically those are the people that thought it was interesting enough to double click on it, which is, you know, doesn't mean that they haven't read it. So then here down below, we can also track the links. We had 13 different links in the email. And here's a copy of the email if you want to. I can pass that around, too. But John was absolutely right when he said, well, let's play up the Harvest Festival, because if you look down the list of links, you can see the Harvest Festival got...
Harbor Festival.
Harvest. Right, another. Harbor Festival got clicked on 94 times. Saver got clicked on 57 times. Facebook thing, sign up for our Facebook, got clicked on 41 times. So we had a total of unique clicks of 344, total clicks 377, so 379. So I think we got, for our first time out with the new system, I think we're learning a lot. We got a good trackability. We know that people looked at our content. To have that many people go further on, we were delivering a pretty good message to them, especially on the Harbor Festival and the Saver event. So I think we've got some good data there. That's all I got, unless anybody has any questions.
Well, one of the things I really liked about this new...
that had been to Morro Bay or were interested in Morro Bay. These are people that are 3.5 hours away, so it's a perfect distance for people who need to come spend the night. A lot of them, obviously we're at a three-day event, are looking for three-day event venues or you know, venues where they can bring their horses. We provide a lot of that here. But it's a good target market for us. And it's interesting because some of them had told me they'd seen the advertising in San Jose. And I spoke to one group who had just come here for a reunion with family members from Southern California and that area, and they'd met here. And I heard that repeatedly from people. They were meeting people from other areas of California in this area because, again, it's that 3.5, you know, that under 4-hour driving span that's so easy to get to for a weekend, and we're so conveniently located. And this is a good demographic. This is, you know, the strongest economy in our state is right there. These are people that have some consciousness about environment and what we have to offer here. And they all, I kept asking, well, what'd you do? Where'd you hear about this? You know, kayaking, shopping. These were the things I kept hearing. But it was interesting because I was already hearing feedback on the advertising that we've been doing in San Jose, and that's been for, what, about 3 months?
Mm-hmm. Good.
So it was interesting. But it was interesting feedback, looking at the economy and that these people are still traveling. They're looking for places to go for 2 or 3 days. I don't know what other venues are up there, but I think we ought to explore it.
Yeah, I think we were pleasantly surprised. I mean, we thought we would do well with San Jose, but it surpassed
shocked.
The LA Times.
I was shocked.
And I know that this subcommittee, the budget subcommittee, as well as the BID, wanted to put more emphasis in that market because we really just, I think that it is something that, you know, a huge market that we can pull from, and it's really not that far.
I think it's a target market that we want. This is the demographic we want to bring, too. I was just surprised how much response. How many people said, oh, you're from Morro Bay, and had questions?
Yeah, I think we saw that at the Sunset Show at Palo Alto. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, same area. Palo Alto is 2 minutes from Woodside. And then also, you know, Peter and I talked briefly about doing some kind of, you know, equine event here. And I think if we do ever pursue that this is an avenue. I mean, I would certainly put it out through the United States Pony Club web, but this would be an area where I would advertise it. It was interesting.
Thank you, Tracy. Any other discussion on new ideas? Okay. We'll move on to a declaration of future agenda items. Anyone want to... What do we have so far, Andrea? Nothing that I know of other than...
I don't have anything beyond the discussion of the rat card
that
John's going to be coming back with.
Okay. Well, if that's it, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment. Anyone want to move
I'll
to adjourn?
Motion.
Thank you, and I have a second someplace, I'm sure.
I'll say.
And I will declare the meeting adjourned.
Okay.
was.
Nice and short-handed.
Very quick.